Curtis Samuel will be limited today. Terrell Bernard limited as well. And then Amari Cooper is dealing with a wrist and taking it one day at a time here. So with that, I'll turn over to your questions.
Is Amari practicing or?
No, he won't practice today. Yep.
Did that happen in the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Sean, you mentioned a return game after the game the other night with a rookie, Connor Tickey. Do you want his heels on the 10-yard line on that play, or how do you talk to him this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just part of his development. You know, we've got two young returners back there, along with Ty, who's also back there from time to time, and in the kick and punt return game. And it's really just, you know, continued development for those two young guys in particular, and trying to go through and rinse every situation, and then you're going to have to learn from some situations that come up in the game as well. We can bring them up in practice, but there's also live game reps where you've got to execute or learn from some situations that you want back. So that's an ongoing situation and something we'll continue to work on. And you know, the good thing is we're playing a lot of young players, and there's going to be some learning on the run there.
Job side, he's on that. What was Amari's injury?
Wrist.
Okay. Yeah. In terms of defense, the red zone, you guys have been really good so far. You're like the lead. Just what have been, you know, and you played without some key guys for a stretch too. What have been some of the keys to your success down there?
I think just everybody being on the same page, really, Sal, with you know, what we're trying to get done on each down, and you know, what we feel like the offense is trying to do to us at the same time, and having their eyes in the right spots. So it starts up front as it always does, and then those two, the back end, complement the front end, and vice versa.
What do you see Tua making a difference now that he's back with that offense?
Yeah, I think they're back to being that offense that we know, and so explosive, so dynamic, so potent, and what they do and how they do things. I think Coach McDaniel does a great job of, you know, putting them into great positions, and so they're very tough.
What has been the key, though, of being able to have success against them over the course of the years with two starting in that offense?
You know, I think, you know, just overall, holistically, I think playing good complementary football certainly helps, keeping their offense off the field. But overall, just, you know, doing what we can to win it, to win each play one down at a time, really.
Sean, the sales question, specifically the run the near the goal line, one of the best in the league. I think you guys allowed two touchdowns on 11 carries, 5-3.
Bless you. Yeah, sorry.
What's been unique about that goal line run D this year that's been so successful?
Yeah, I think just pad level more than anything. You know, when you're talking about playing well up front, it starts with pad level. The guys are doing a good job of learning how to play with their hands more and more each week, and that's a technique thing as well, and philosophical thing for us. So they've done a really good job with that and have taken a lot of ownership of that.
When you say pad level, you mean getting low, actually?
Yes, yeah, knee bend, pad level.
The other guy, like Greg Rousseau, who's 7'8" or whatever he is, he's been one of the keys for this. For him to be able to get low the way he needed to, how impressive is that?
Yeah, it's very impressive. Those, you know, the taller guys, one is Greg, as you mentioned. It's a challenge for them to get to the position of having their eyes under the opponent's eyes to create the proper leverage that they need. And so, you know, Greg, I know Greg being one of the guys, it's something he works hard on, and along with some of the other taller players that we have as well.
Sean, is Bond here at practicing today?
Yes. Yeah. I think it is. I mean, you know, we won't really know. This is our first time going through that, so we won't really know. But I would say from what I've seen over the last couple of weeks, it gives the player a chance to, you know, number one, from a mental health standpoint, be back around his teammates. And then number two, from a physical health standpoint, do what he can to get himself ramped up a little bit as he comes off the suspension.
Sean, besides, you know, his work ethic and habits that you mentioned before.
I'm sorry, who what?
Besides work habits, yeah. and work ethic and yeah. Habits, what makes Khalil Shakir such an efficient receiver? You know, when you look at his catch percentages off the charts, you know, now two seasons, what does he do that makes that possible?
Well, I think he just really embraces the growth mindset day to day of, I want to get better. Here's what I'm focused in on. This is my level of preparation and trying to make sure that I'm doing my 111th. And he takes a lot of pride in that. And, you know, I just think that you've watched him over the years come into his own and not feeling like he has to be somebody else, but really just be himself and the best version of him.
John, you talk often about winning the line of scrimmage. How would you assess where the offensive line is midway through the season? Collectively as a group?
Yeah, I think they're doing a really good job, Jay. I really do. I think we've got five guys up there that are all reading the same book week to week, play to play, and that's important. The communication that takes place on the practice field, in the meeting room with Coach Cromer and Coach Gund and Millie in there as well, it's you know, there's really one voice, but it's a consistent message across the board, which is important.
John, it looks like Dorian has obviously taken a step from year one to year two, but is he still battling some inconsistency at times? You know, there's some, he makes flashy plays, but then, you know, he kind of gets lost sometimes. Is that his biggest problem at this point?
I think I have my own inconsistencies, so.
So do I.
Yeah. So, it's a young player in year two of his development. And there's a lot that goes into playing the linebacker position and playing it well. And I think we all have seen those flashes of what he's capable of. But then, like anything else, Khalil, Dorian, myself, there's still things to work on, and Dorian's focused in on those things as we move week to week here.
Sean, what do you do during the week to try to nip these penalties and the magnitude of them in the bud?
Well, you've got to be intentional about it. So it's, you know, it starts with truth and awareness of, you know, you can't do this, the standard, the expectation. And then two is we're intentional about it, going out on the practice field. I'm one referee out there, right? And it's hard to see everything. And you know, we had officials here through the spring and through training camp, multiple sets, and it was great to have them. But, you know, they all have their other jobs they're doing now. And so I'm the only referee out there and can't see everything. So, you know, the staff has to do a really good job in the film review, if not on the field, as well, but also in the film review after practice, of not just looking at scheme and fundamentals, but also, you know, where are we with pre-snap and where are we with some of the techniques as it relates to the penalties that we've gotten.
Have you seen some commonality? Two of the last three games, I believe, double-digit penalties. Have you seen some of the same patterns, or has it kind of been different stories for different games?
No, I think there's been some overlapping, John, overlapping areas that you know, when you play aggressively, number one, you're going to get some penalties. That said, some of the overlapping ones, some of the overlapping people, some of the overlapping fouls, types of fouls, we got to get those out of our game.
Sean, how is Matt Milano's rehab? Can you give us a little bit of an update there? And is there still hope that he could return to something?
Yeah, there is, Josh. I don't know a lot of the detail. I just kind of know a big picture view of Matt. He's moving in the right direction. I see him every day. He's one of the leaders on our football team. And I've even felt that, I may have mentioned this last week, so I felt that more this year even than I did last year. I think the rehab process this year with this injury is slightly different than last year's situation, so it's enabled him to be around more this year and be a positive influence on our football team in the linebacker room and the defensive room and overall. And you see him on the sideline during games too, and his influence is important down there for me and for us. So I think we're moving in the right direction. Any you know, more detail on that, I couldn't give you right now.
You're one of 18 teams that have a four-game edge through week 8 since we were on your division. Do you find that unusual, the age of parity, and what's it say about maybe the AFC East or what the Bills are doing?
I don't worry about it, really. I, you know, I, I worry about what we do, and we drive from here to home and back. You guys know the drill, so it's, but that's good. That's what's kind of good, too, is I don't really know who's doing well and who's not, other than just things that we need to work on and things we can get better at.
Sean, there was some hidden yardage, special teams in the game someday.
Yep. Yeah.
Mike goes out of bounds the 9. I think you guys drew 2 penalties on the other end as well. Can you just kind of talk about that unit when maybe went 31-10, not a lot of talk about that happening and how that impacts?
Yeah, I thought there were a couple big plays. Appreciate you bringing that up, Sal. It's you know, those guys, they go kind of under the radar quite a bit with their play, and you know, we talked about some of the decision making we have to improve on week to week as we move forward. But the core of what we're doing, I'm really liking, and Coach Smiley, Coach Harkey have done a really good job of taking our players and the roster and finding the right pieces for those players, or the right positions for those players, because they're somewhat all different, right? When you, other than the kicker and the punter and the long snapper, there's kind of moving chess pieces around week to week to see what guys are good at and using them in the areas of that they're strongest in. And I think that's important in finding, you know, your rhythm as a special teams group, and they've done a good job with that. And the players are starting to really, I think, you know, develop an identity on special teams, which takes some time as well when you've got some new players.
And on that note, sorry, Joe Andreessen had a big hit on a kickoff. A guy like that who doesn't play a lot gets an opportunity. You know, what does that do for him and for that unit?
Yeah, well, it helps build trust, really. I mean, just when you handle special teams the right way, and let's face it, all these guys are used to being a big fish in a small pond, most all of them, if not all of them. And so when you embrace that type of role and take your play to a certain level, a certain standard, that builds trust around the building just in how you're handling your special teams role, right? So you're responsible over a little. Sometimes it grows to being responsible over a lot. So, yeah, you're good.
When you mentioned the Dolphins earlier being kind of back to who they are with Tua back, how much can you take from what they did during the stretch without him on offense when you're, you know, going through their film and seeing what they did? Are you able to pull that much from that, or does it feel like it's, you have to kind of throw some of that out since they were without Tua?
No, we look at everything. You know, there's been, I think, roughly 5 games that they've played since we've played them. So, yeah, we look at everything. Again, I think Coach McDaniel does a great job, along with his staff, of being really creative and putting these guys in positions and making a lot of big plays. And the speed that they have, as I've said before, is unmatched around the league.
Sean, what do you think?
You're good. Go ahead.
Just about Keelan halfway through.
Yeah. You know, some of the other young guys' names were brought up. I think he's another one that continues to develop and continues to take steps of growth and development, and both in the pass game but also in the run game. Real pleased with what he did last week, and you know, just the awareness of knowing that there's more work to be done. I think we'll continue to see more and more of his best game going forward here.